Benish Chai daily for Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayeshev. So in this week's parsha, we discuss the fact that Yosef worked in the house of Potiphar, and Yosef worked in another place as well, but Yosef worked in the house of Potiphar, and Yosef says, as we mentioned previously, that he had to be honest with everything that was in his hands, because his master, Potiphar, had put everything in his hands, and the honesty that a person must have in business. It's a very interesting tshuva. The Ben Ish Chai wrote a sefer, Torah Lishma, which famously he wrote it anonymously. In fact, he wrote it under a pen name, rather, under the name of Rav Yecheskel Kachli, and in Shela Tov Zion, in 407, the Ben Ish Chai asks a question here. He's asked a question. Most likely he asked this question without it actually being asked. The question was, is that if a person has an employee, like Yosef HaTzadik, a person has an employee, and the boss is not sure if that employee is honest or not, so he decides that he wants to test him. So what's he going to do? He puts some money in a certain bedroom of his house, and then he goes tell that employee, can you go take something from that room? And he is testing him to see whether he is going to take the money that he left there. Or another example where he tells a fellow, you take this money, it's $100, please take it and go deliver it to somebody else, or you have to pay me back at a later time, and here I'm lending you $100. But he's testing the person because really he gave him $110. So in all of these cases, he is testing to see whether his worker, he might even do this to his children, he's testing to see whether they are honest or not. Is a person allowed to do that? Or is it included within the restriction of the Torah, lifnei iver, leisitin michshol, that before a blind person, you may not place a stumbling block, meaning you cannot cause another person to sin? This is the question that the Ben Ish Chai presented. And says the Ben Ish Chai that you should know, all of these cases are totally, totally forbidden. And why are the cases forbidden? And he brings many sources. I'm going to quote just one of these sources, perhaps. It's a famous source. The Ben Ish Chai says that the Gemara in Bava Metzia Ayin Hei Amud Beis says that if a person is lending money to his fellow, he has to lend the money with a contract. He cannot just lend the money bal peh orally, because if he doesn't lend money with a contract, he is setting up the borrower for an avera. What's the avera? Because he'll be able to deny now that he ever borrowed that money, because since there's no contract, when there's a contract, so then the person who's holding the loan will always hold that contract. And when the borrower comes back and says, I paid, look, I still have the contract. If you paid, you wouldn't have the contract anymore. Therefore, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that if a person borrowed money without a contract, the lender is violating this avera. Lifnei iver leisitin michshol, he may not lend money without giving a contract, because he's causing the borrower to sin, because he is perhaps going to deny it. Says the Ben Ish Chai, if that's the case, so now it seems that a person is not allowed to test his workers or test his children to see whether they would do that. So he asks the question, if that's the case, then how can you ever hire somebody to watch something for you? Or shouldn't you always be concerned that the fellow might steal it? If you tell him to go watch my field, he might steal it. And if he might steal it, then once again, just like the case of lending somebody money, so you shouldn't be able to let somebody ever watch your stuff, because there's a concern that the person might end up stealing your stuff. So the Ben Ish Chai, you have to make a big difference here. That a normal person in a normal situation is not going to steal. That's point number one. Level number one is a normal person in a normal situation. And you don't have to think that the person is going to steal. So in that case, if you're putting him in charge of a field, so then you are allowed to keep him there because he's not going to steal. There's no reason to assume he's going to steal. You're not setting him up for stealing. And then there's the case of a choshed, a person who is suspect, a suspect person, like the case of the employee that you're not so sure if he's a good guy, and setting him up to see whether he's going to steal from your bedroom or not. So then that would be also restricted. But then there's another case, the case where the guy is a good guy, the guy is an innocent fellow, and you have no reason to suspect him, but, like the case of lending, there was an alternative that you could have done. You could have loaned the money with a contract. And since you chose not to loan the money with a contract, you're setting him up for an avera, or the chance of doing an avera. So when he's an employee, and there's no other alternative, meaning he eventually has to watch this field, there's no way to prevent him from stealing watching this field, so therefore, you're allowed to give him that job. But when you are giving him something, and there was a way to prevent him from stealing or prevent him from lying, like making a contract with a sale, so that's what the Ben Ish Chai says, you'd be allowed to do it in that case. That being the case, the Ben Ish Chai then says that if a person ever does lend money to his friend and hands over money to his friend, he therefore must always count the money in front of the other guy. He has to always count and make sure that he knows how much money is there, and that the guy who is now taking the money will also know how much money is there, so that you're not setting him up for this type of situation where he's going to be able to steal the money because he thinks that you did not know how much money is there. So since it's like the case of lending with a contract where you would be able to prevent him from even having a chance of stealing, here too, you're able to prevent him from even having a chance of stealing by counting the money out. Says the Ben Ishchai also that a person might think, well, I have a way out of him committing an aver. Listen, I want to test whether he's stealing. I don't really care if I lose a few dollars. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave $5 in my room. And I am actually going to give this guy the $5. I'm going to be mezakeh to him. I'm going to give him the opportunity to own it. He doesn't know that I'm giving it to him to own, but he really owns it. And when he steals, he thinks he's stealing my thing, but I already gave it to him, so he's stealing his own thing. So maybe I can do that, because the guy is not violating an aver in that case. In that case, I am testing whether he's honest or not. But he thinks he's violating an aver, but he's not actually. Says the Ben Ishchai, of course, that's also forbidden. Because if a person thinks that he's violating an aver, that requires a kapara and slicha as well. And he bases that, of course, in the Gemara Maseches Kedushin and Gemaras in other places, where if a woman thinks that she is violating an aver, then she's also violating an aver, even though she wasn't violating an aver, or there was a certain story of a man who thought he was doing a terrible aver with a woman, and in fact that woman was his wife, she was undercover, so that as well is a avera, even though he didn't really do an avera, because she wasn't a restricted woman, but since he thought he was doing an avera, so that requires slicha v'kapara. And the Ben Ishchai concludes by quoting a very famous Gemara Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says a very strange thing. It says that Rav Huna used to tear the clothing, the fancy clothing of his son Rabba. Why was he tearing up his clothing? He tore it to see whether his son will get angry or not. The Gemara says there, how could Rav Huna have done that? Isn't Lefnei Vesitin Mishnah, like we're saying, he's testing his son, and testing his son to cause him to do an Avera is an Avera in itself. So how could he do that? So the Gemara says over there that Rav Huna actually was meichel his honor. If his son gets angry at him and screams at him, so he's meichel it. The Taisva says over there, that's very nice that he's meichel. But in the end of the day, he still thinks he's doing an avera. If a person thinks they're doing an avera, aren't they violating? So Taisva says, shockingly, that the case was actually where Rav Huna told Rabba that he's going to test him in this way, and he still tested him. So why was he testing him? Good question. But this is the beautiful idea of the Ben Ishchai, and it certainly connects us to the honesty of Yosef HaTzadik. Habo Aleinu L'Tzevu, we should be zeicha to a really tremendous Shabbos.